You're listening to The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
Jarrett Nissen, top deals, top of the tunnels.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Looking for Dixon, he clunked it.
He's back.
It's Port Adelaide's Charlie Dixon.
Long kick to full for Dixon.
Now the big man joins us. Great to see you, Chuck.
Yep, good to be here.
G'day, Chuck.
Righto.
Welcome, mate. Welcome, buddy.
Spent a little bit of time in Sydney. We'll get to that. Have you cast an eye at all across any of the finals activity so far after week one of September action?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah.
But maybe a little bit here and
there.
Do
you switch off, Chuck? Do you think you should go and watch some of these finals with some of your teammates to see what you're missing out on?
No.
No?
No. I don't know.
See, Louis and I are surprised with that because I reckon sometimes as a football player, you need to go and see it and be there knowing that you've just missed out and just see what the hell, what are the sides doing and the pressure and the intensity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Surely you blokes would go and watch some games with your coach.
Not a bad idea, but...
Some blokes just want to switch off and that's it.
Well, that's me. I'll try not to watch any of it, really. I mean, probably should watch a bit of it, but we're done and there's no point. And I mean, there is that sort of aspect of going there and watching it and feeling it and whatnot. But I mean, from the game, I mean, my only one final we played, I mean, I that feeling playing then, and I mean, that's sort of finals footy and in what it is, but yeah, I mean, that could probably help us and maybe, but I mean, I like to just switch off and then worry. I mean, I'm probably lucky, well, not lucky, I've got this broken leg, but I can focus on that.
Get that
and
right.
Get myself ready. And I mean, that's probably a worse sort of thing where I've got to look after that before I sort of look after my break and stuff like that, where I'll be doing sort of rehab a lot quicker than... I'll start training and rehab before sort of more than the other boys. So, but get myself strong and whatnot.
Okay.
And how is that going, Chuck? Clocked in, clocked off at the footy club today?
Yeah. You know, like get in there, show face, make sure you look like an ultimate pro and
have a coffee.
Yeah, exactly. So make sure you look like you're doing something.
Have a dumbbell in your hand.
Yeah, exactly. Walk around or something.
Who's watching? Who's watching? Are the cameras on? The cameras
pretty much.
On?
But I got in there and saw some physios and they said it's coming along well. I've got an x-ray tomorrow just to make sure the bone's all healing, all good. But getting into sort of my lower limb rehab now and building the calf back up. And I mean, you lose that sort of instantly after being in a boot or whatnot. But it's come along well. I mean, you can do.
You're in sand shoes now, which is good.
Yeah, exactly. Out of the boot today, which is good. I mean, taking the boot on and off to drive is paying the bum. But then also just walking around in a moon boot is not fun. It doesn't go with your sort of race suits and stuff like that either, apparently.
Yeah, I saw that little Instagram number that it's hard to get yourself up with a spring fashion with a moon boot.
Yeah, well, I reckon I did all right with it, though.
You did.
And you look nicely. I haven't seen the photos of our chat.
Very, very sharp, very dashing, and very, very cute couple.
Your lovely girlfriend coming into the studio that day? And what did she think of Louie and I?
Yeah, no, she did. She had a good time, especially playing me out was probably her highlight. But she had fun. I thought she handled it all right. Probably too good for my liking.
Did she switch on now? Her favourite sports show.
Did she ask for an invoice?
They normally do that, don't they?
Serious question for you, Chuck. Scotty Lysette's been mentioned a potential... A recruit for your footy club, still obviously playing with the West Coast in his final series. A couple of questions for you. I want to do a little bit of role play if I can with you. All right. Now, I'm going to pretend that I'm Scott Lysette and you have been chosen as the perfect pitch man from Port Adelaide to try and get me over the line. So, Jars, if you will, just some phone sound effects, please.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello, it's Scott speaking. Yeah, Chuck, you've got to try and persuade me.
Yeah, g'day, Scott. It's Big Mick here. How you going, mate?
Big who?
Charlie Dixon from Port Adelaide Football Club. How you doing, mate?
Oh, the guys who missed the finals. Yeah, what do you want?
Just wondering if you'd like to come join our side. How much you want?
A little bit more than you.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. We'll see what we can do. You probably won't get that, but we'll see how we go.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep, he's hung up, Chuck. Beep, he's hung up on you.
I tell you what, whoever was the tour guide last time, re-employ them. Yeah. The line.
He hung up on you, Chuck. Scotty Lysette. He's
got to play finals footy.
He's got rattled.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, mate, the Port Adelaide's BNF's coming up very shortly. Oh, Who's your tip to win that?
Shortly. It's not till next October.
It's October, sorry.
Yeah, October.
It's late, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very late.
Who's your tip? Who are you tipping?
I'd say Hoff. The Hoff? Hoff or Rob, I'd say. Yeah, okay, mate. You know, and then Jonas, he maybe missed a few, too many games, but I'd say he'd those three be up there.
Chuck, last one. We spoke about it off the top. Got the new bike coming. That must that could be just freedom on wheels for you to go and just get the air through the beard.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, perfect time for summer. I mean, Adelaide Bike Works, they do a heap for me. So getting down there and I've been doing a bit of filming with like my cars and stuff like that. Cool. And probably open up a bit of a YouTube channel or something like that, get that going. Yeah, but down there on Thursday and hopefully pull the bike apart and got a few parts and that coming in as well. So hopefully they said I can help out with a build and I can get my hands dirty a bit, which would be good and, you know, keep me sort of busy in my off season because that's what I love to do is get my hands dirty and anything fast, I suppose.
It's Chuck,
Harley, cars, whatever. And I'll go out and see the family out in the farm and then my other car I got going on out there. So I'm pretty busy and they're a bunch of money pits, but I tell you, it's good fun. And
any wonder he hasn't seen any bloody footy, Chuck.
Flat out.
Good to catch up, Chuck.
I tell you what, Chuck, it would have been hard to get the leather boot made into the moon boot to ride the bike.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm glad it's off now. I can ride.
Great to see you in good spirits. Great to hear that the foot's coming along nicely, mate. Enjoy your break. We've had a wonderful year with you. I'm not sure when it all finishes up, but next week, can we get your girlfriend back?
Yeah, no worries. I'll bring her in.
All right, mate. Great to talk to you. Enjoy the week. That has been Charlie Dixon on The Rush Hour.
Yeah, Charlie Dixon plus one. Thanks to Jarrett Nissen. Top Deals, Top of the Tunnels.